Inflation was going up, but take-home pay was going the other way. An examination of income status of Canadians conducted by Stats Canada shows in 2023, household take-home pay was down at a time when inflation was still alive and well. In short, it says government is taking a larger share of the overall paycheck, leaving less for those who earned it. And Saskatchewan did not fare well in this report. We, along with Quebec, saw the biggest decline among the provinces, down 1.2%, because the one-time Saskatchewan afforded Index credit was eliminated. The average after-tax income in Saskatchewan was more than $81,000. That does rank us number 4 in the country. Regina was also singled out in the national report that looked at municipalities with the dubious honor of having the largest after-tax income fall by 2.4%. That was bigger than a retraction in any other major city in the country. Regina ended the year with an average after-tax income of almost $85,000, a little behind Saskatoon at roughly $86,000. I'm Paul Martin.